Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful here. Glad to be with you. I'm glad you're with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Get ready for the time of your life. And that's primarily because Mr. Rick Pinion is with us. As many of you know, Rick, he's been with us many times. Lo, these many years, he's been part of our Brain Trust member, our Brain Trust, and has been joining us to impart some valuable information and not a small amount of wisdom about financial planning and estate planning and all the different tools and techniques that we need to use and all the different things that we need to know about with regard to the tax code and all that and how all that affects our financial situation. And Rick is the president of Pinion Financial Services. He has a long list of credentials behind his name that I can't keep up with. There's so many, but he's our good friend, Rick Pinion. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. And he also, folks, has his own radio show in the D.C. area. Right, Rick?
I sure do. You can tune in on Sunday morning from 9 to 10 on WTNT 570 AM.
And is it simulcast on the Internet? Rick?
Yeah, in fact, let me give you the internet, the streaming channel.
All right.
It's WTNT, just like TNT, like dynamite, AM570.com.
All right. So check WTNT AM570.com.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, WTNT AM570.com.
All right. Check that out, folks, and it's on Sunday, 9 to 10 Eastern.
Right. Okay. Bright and early.
Yeah, there you go. Rick, I know that we have to take care of a little housekeeping before we go any further. In the interest of full disclosure, folks, because that's the world that Rick lives in, here you go, Rick.
Very good. I'd like to remind our listeners that discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through SunAmerica Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services, LLC, and SunAmerica Securities are not affiliated. Thank you very much.
Good job, Rick. You know, I know that's the part that your groupies love about whenever they hear you on the radio, isn't it?
Every Sunday morning, I give the same little song and dance.
Rick, talk to us about, let's talk about estate tax. Now, my audience knows what it is. They know that when they move on to that great marketplace in the sky that the government wants to take a look at the estate and see how much they can get of it, and also just to bring a little history into this, folks, the estate tax was developed to fund the Spanish-American War. Last time I checked, the war is over. We won, but 100 plus years later, we're still. I think it's 108 or so years later, we're still paying this estate tax. The government, once they establish a tax, Rick, they don't like to turn loose of it. But it is in a state of flux right now with the way the tax code has been established, isn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's an important historical reference. You mentioned the Spanish-American War. We're going back in time. We're walking down memory lane to 1894. When at the beginning of the Spanish-American War, a 2% income tax was imposed upon money and the value of other personal property. That was property either acquired by gift or inheritance. So it's interesting to think from 1894 to the present, we can't shake this thing loose.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the federal estate tax is basically it's a potential expense of settling a person's estate. The biggest one, of course, is the federal estate tax. I view it as a continuous lien, you know, on the property,
mm-hmm.
on your property. But its foreclosure date is yet to be determined because we don't know when we're going to pass on.
Mm-hmm.
So the secret, I think, of any of these taxes, especially if you have a small business, is how do you prepare for it and how do you protect yourself? Because as you know, Jim, many small businesses bite the dust because of this federal estate tax.
Right.
Very few businesses make it to the third or perhaps even the fourth generation.
Well, and how that happens, Rick, if I'm the ones that I know of, or where the the estate has been building in the account of mom and pop who started the business. Maybe it's not a mom and pop business anymore, but the matriarch and the patriarch founded it. It's been building. A lot of the value is real estate, fixed assets that have no liquidity. And so a piece of dirt that they bought 40 years ago for $5,000, maybe it now be worth $5 million.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? When you think about it, most people have a tendency to underestimate how much they're really worth.
Mm-hmm.
They don't consider the fact that even a life insurance policy, a simple term policy for $1 million, can push them into estate tax.
And I want you to help us understand how all that works when we come back after these messages, including how to avoid estate tax, if at all possible. Tax evasion is illegal. Tax avoidance is prudent. 22, we'll be right back with Rick Pinion.
This old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. I climb way up.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And if you'd like to kind of take a little course on financial planning, you can do that virtually by going to my website and finding the financial planning link in our archives, or look for Rick Pinion's name in our alphabetical listing in the Brain Trust. And I don't know, Rick, how many dozen interviews that we have there, but there are a bunch of them there that are archived and held in perpetuity for you to go and listen to. So check them out when you get a chance. There are no commercials. They're all clipped out and just the facts, ma'am. And so you can, and the topic of what we talked about is there. So if you got something in particular on your mind, you can go and noodle through those and see which ones you like. And Rick, I want to thank you for making that kind of documentation, that kind of information available for my audience.
Well, you know, you're welcome, Jim. And by the way, I view talk radio as a wonderful format. It's a wonderful platform for people that want to learn more about everything that they do in their daily life. And what's more important than, say, financial planning? I mean, it affects almost everything that we do.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate the opportunity to be part of the Brain Trust.
Well, you certainly are an important one. Let's talk some more about this estate tax thing. And you know, I said before we went to the break that tax evasion is illegal, but tax avoidance is prudent. And we need to remember that. And why do you think so many people don't prepare for the estate tax bill?
Well, I think it's a number of reasons. I mean, part of it is emotional or psychological, and part of it is just inertia. I think the majority of the people, when we talk about things like estate planning, there are things that we don't like to face as individuals. We think, you know, we're going to be here forever.
I think that that's doubly true for small business owners. I really think that the majority of small business owners, you know, they don't say it out loud, but the way they operate is as if they're going to live forever.
That's one point. And I think the second point is when we talk about the threshold where estate tax becomes a problem, and we talk about an estate that has to be larger than $1.5 million, people look at that figure and they say, oh, I'm not anywhere near that. And they don't realize that everything that they own, you know, is included in that figure. So a lot of people kind of underestimate that. The other thing they fail to recognize is that even if estate tax is not a problem, we've got probate costs and we've got estate tax. That's state, S-T-A-T-E,
mm-hmm.
That's huge. I mean, we could be paying another couple $100,000 even if we didn't have to worry about estate tax.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always seems to be a liquidity problem when it comes for small business owners, especially at the point when they pass on. So I believe that if we take the proper steps, we can avoid a lot of this estate tax, if not all of it entirely, through proper planning. By the way, Jim, do you know the major difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion?
What?
20 years.
Yeah. I'll set them up and you take them. there ought to be a drum roll there at the end. Okay. Well, what are some things that we can do to avoid the estate tax bite?
Well, I think there's several things. Let's talk about some of the more important ones. First of all, I think it's important that small business owners do an up-to-date physical, estate planning physical. and take a look at all their documents, take a look at their wills and trusts, and meet with a qualified estate planning attorney along with a financial planner so we can sort out all the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And by dealing with professionals in this field, things like trust can be set up. If you've got a large life insurance policy, the estate tax attorney will probably recommend that you put that into what we call an irrevocable trust, so that that policy will be shielded from estate tax. Because as I mentioned before, many people carry large amounts of term life insurance these
mm-hmm.
days. And unbeknownst to them, that could be the dead ringer that pushes them into that bracket that we all fear.
But the minimum is $1.5 million now?
Yeah, it's $1.5 million per person.
If you have less than that, there is no federal estate tax?
No federal estate tax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you go over $1.5 million, guess what? You're in a 45% estate tax bracket.
Of all the money over 1.5.
Yeah. So let's assume you did no planning at all, and you've got a taxable estate of around $2 million.
Uh-huh.
You're going to wind up paying $225,000 in federal estate
tax. 45% of that $500,000.
Yeah. And so then when you get up to, like $3 million, you're up to $705,000.
Mm-hmm.
$705,000. You're in a 48% bracket.
And the thing is when you if you're in those brackets, and there are a lot of small business owners in that bracket. Now they didn't get that way quickly. It's happened over a long period of time. But the thing is that they're in that bracket, and you might say, well, if we've got that much money, if we're worth that much, we ought to be able to write the check. Well, but if there are a lot of $3 million small business estates that don't have $750,000 of liquidity.
Yeah, they don't have that money laying around in their Mm-mm. checking account.
No.
And plus, the kids have got to start, and whoever the heirs are, which is normally the children, they've got to start liquidating valuable
selling inventory or real estate or whatever.
Yeah. So one of the ways to do it is, like I said, to set up an irrevocable life insurance trust for your life insurance. The second is that many attorneys now set up different forms of corporations and business entities. For example, there's one term we use called family limited partnership. I've seen quite a few attorneys use that technique, where basically we're trying to reduce the estate tax by setting up two groups of people in the limited partnership.
Mm-hmm.
We have the general partners and we have the limited partners.
One of the problems, I want you to talk about these different this plan that you just mentioned when we come back after these messages. One of the problems we run into, though, Rick, as you know, a lot of people who own their companies and who are worth this kind of money, they don't like the idea of diluting what they own. They've worked so hard, they're not ready to give it up because they think they're going to live forever. It's a real psychological battle, an emotional battle for a lot of folks. It's not so much legal as much as it is emotional. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Steely Dan for you there. Rick Pinion is our guest. Rick, give us your website, please.
Okay, it's www.pinionfinancial. And Pinion Financial is one word. It's easy to remember. It's like opinion without the O. So it's pinionfinancial.com.
And you have another one, too, though, don't you? A healthcare website?
Yeah, I can't remember it offhand. That's where we do our health care. but you can get to us by going to the main website.
Okay, that's pinionfinancial.com.
Right.
I encourage you to check that out. Rick is in the Montgomery County, Maryland, the Chevy Chase area, right?
Yeah, I'm in downtown Bethesda, Maryland.
Bethesda is what I meant to say, yeah.
Yeah, not too far from Navy Medical and NIH.
Yeah. So if you're in the D.C. area, Rick is a great resource for you. But you also have clients in other parts of the world, too, don't you?
I have clients in almost every state because I'm a registered investment advisor.
Right. So if you're listening somewhere else and you'd like to get Rick to help you out, you can find him online. You want to give us a phone number?
Yeah, I'll give you a couple numbers. The number, the 800 number for your listeners is 1-800-296-4427. Let me repeat that. It's 1-800-296-4427.
And if you're in the D.C. area, look up, look in the phone book, look up Pinion Financial. Rick, I want to say something to people who are who have an estate that could be taxable, do yourself and your family a favor and please take the steps to find out what it would take to at least identify the things that you can do, that you can be comfortable with, to make sure that you don't leave your family with a big tax burden when you die. And Rick, I've seen it many times. I know you have too, where people just won't even look into the steps that they can take because they assume that if they take estate planning steps, that that's going to give away part of their company and they're going to lose some control before they die. And it doesn't have to happen that way, does it?
No, they're torn, Jim. They're torn between being a control type person versus having a vision where they care about their business and they care about their business lasting well into the future. They care about the children or the people that will take over their business. In other words, they want to see their business. Basically, they want to put their footsteps in the sands of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important for them psychologically to come to grips with this because that's the first step.
But they've read a story. I mean, I don't know how many times I've had people who fit this description who they've read a story where somebody did something like this. They divested part of their company to their kids and their kids went off and, you know, went nuts and blew all the money and they lost control and they act like, you know, that's the way it has to be and it isn't.
No, you can set up safeguards. Whatever concerns that you have, you can openly discuss those with a professional.
There's so many tools today, aren't there, to make this customized exactly how you want it so that your family keeps the estate and not the government.
Yeah, and we could spend hours talking about the different techniques, but the techniques are not as important as the vision.
Right.
The vision of keeping that business alive as long as possible.
Absolutely, but let's talk about one of those techniques. You mentioned the limited partnership.
Yeah, family limited partnership is one technique, and I would advise people to talk to their estate planning attorney. The family limited partnership is where we divide the interests of the business between the general partners, which are normally the family members, the senior family members, and then the children could be limited partnerships. As a result of that, the IRS may give you what we call a discount on estate taxes because the IRS says that the business is not worth as much if it's divided between two entities. Of course, you and I know that that's more of a paper entry than it is in real life because
Right. Obviously
the business is still going to be very valuable. But from an estate planning point of view, it's a little bit more difficult to sell that business in terms of trying to value it. So that's one technique that attorneys use quite a bit. Another technique that they use is a gifting. You know, you can give away gifts during each year and also during your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people set up a little gifting strategy where they give $11,000, you know, per donee, per person, and husbands and wives
per year.
Yeah, and husbands mm-hmm. and wives can give away $22,000. So there's many, many techniques
per person
available.
Per year. And this is where you say, well, they're going to get it anyway, so I as well get started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, give it away before it grows in value. Give it away now when the value is still small.
Right. All right. Rick, I tell you, we're coming up on the end of the segment, and I'm glad we got some good ideas out on the estate planning today, and I thank you for that. This is very important for our small business owners to hear. I want you to give us your website one more time, please.
Okay, I'll say it slowly. It's www.pinionfinancial.com.
All right, thank you, Rick, for being here as always, and if you're in the D.C. area, listen to Rick on the radio. Thanks, Rick. We'll see you next time.
Tune in on Sunday.
There you go. See you later. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.